Blog Talk Radio. Midianites S to Sierra, S to Jovan Kishon, which perished at Endor. They became as dung on the earth. Dung is poop. Since I've read to you Psalms 83, verses 1 through 10. And I want you to know that it's what has happened to us. They said they wanted to get rid of us. They did get rid of us. They made us slaves, children of Judah, us blacks in America. You're walking around calling yourself African American. When I was in the college long time ago, the African told me that we would have fought for you all. We would not have let anyone taken you from our country. We are from Judah. About 10 years ago, maybe longer, I was looking at this program. I think it was on PBS. And this guy named Nasser, he was a president over in Israel. He is the one that says white people should not be there. Blacks were over there for years. And that was us. And we're walking around here calling ourselves African Americans. We know not. We are, he says, my people die for the lack of knowledge. I forget what it says exactly. But it's because we are so smart that we walk around here telling folks the wrong things. We die because of the lack of knowledge. When we go to school and you learn this stuff, some of you learn with me the things that I tell you now. You have to put, two together. You know, over here in a precept here and a precept there. I think I read that, and I forget where I read that, but it's in the Bible. Here a little and there a little. I think it was in Isaiah that I read that about the precepts. But I am learning as I go along in this earth. If the white man or the teachers would not tell you what I have just said, they refuse. They say that they are the Israelites, when in fact the Bible, King James Bible, is what I read from. And in Revelation, I think it was 2 and verse 3, chapter 2 and verse 9, and chapter 3 in Revelation, verse 9, tells you that they are the children of Satan. They are not in their land. You know, they try to tell you this guy, I forget what his name is, said that he killed 7 million of them and never again. They are, maybe he was right. I don't know. Maybe he was right to try to get rid of them because they are in our land. And God is going to put us back in the land. They are wrongfully over there. Now, let me introduce myself. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. And I'm going to say happy Sabbath to everyone. Good Friday evening to you all. I'm going to also tell you that the Sabbath day is the only day that you should remember and keep it holy. That's tomorrow. You're not supposed to be working or doing anything like that. Children, sheep, I want you to read your Bible as I have. A lot of people walking around here saying that they're educated. Well, I think they're not. Since they have not read the Bible, they have read the Bible they are still going to church on Sundays when God specifically tells you to keep the Sabbath holy. That's in the fourth commandment. You read the King James Version of the Bible. People say that man did this and man did that. I'm going to tell you the things that are in the Bible, many of them are true, and they are coming true. And I know when I was sick, God sent me back. Well, it wasn't God, but it was Jesus. The Satan was accusing me. He was accusing me, and he said, "Send her back. What's she doing here?" They looked at my life where I had done wrong, but I had never really sinned too much or too bad. He said, "What is she doing? Get her out of here." They sent me back. I woke up on my floor. I can tell you this. Those of you, you're talking about, there are a lot of things in this earth that we know not. I know that I don't know a lot, but I'm trying to learn by me trying to read my Bible. Listen, we are in Job chapter 32. I want you to turn there. But before I go to read in Job chapter 32, I remember in Job chapter 30 where it says, he says that my skin is black upon me, my bones burn with heat. Well, his skin was black upon him because most people in that area were black. And you, what is it? You don't know. And I'm trying to tell you. You want to laugh at me? Go right ahead. They laughed at Jesus too. They did a lot of things that they should not have. Are you going to laugh when Jesus comes back and he says, and he is a black man? No, you're not. He is long-suffering and he has love. And he wants you all to read your Bible. I used to wonder, why did he send me back? He loved me so much that he sent me back. And three of my coworkers that same year that I fell out are dead. He didn't send three of them back. The three white ones that I used to work with, he didn't send them back. But he sent me back. And look, I am supposed to feed his sheep, and I'm trying to do that. I don't care how bad I feel or how ugly I look. I'm going to do what God told me to do. I plan to do it, even though I might be scared. I'm going to do it. Let's have a quick prayer. Father in heaven, thank you for your protection of me. Thank you for your mercy and sending me back. Because when I fell, I didn't know I was gone. Thank you for protecting me again. I will always thank you. I want to live. I hope that I will see you when you come back to this earth and that you place us. I learned that when I was in school, it smells like something is burning in here. Let me go and check for one moment. Something was burning. This is awful. Oh, God. I don't know how that happened. An owl was on in my kitchen. Nothing was in pot. I don't know how that happened. Thank you, Father, for protecting me, even while I am on this radio program, for allowing me. I'm wondering why my smoke detector did not go off, but thank you anyway for protecting me. And thank you for giving us excellent weather here in Detroit today. And hopefully we will have good weather for the rest of until what winter comes back again, because we are in spring now, and that's why today was good. Thank you for protecting us from natural disasters as well as chemical disasters. Thank you for allowing us to have and keep our right mind and have excellent health along with prosperity. I thank you in Yeshua's name. I had to find out that there were no J's when they wrote this King James Bible in 1611. They were so honoring that they wouldn't even tell us your real name, Jesus. And I say, Jesus, your name is Yeshua, better known as Jesus. Thank you for answering or listening to my prayer. Excuse me, I had to look for a minute. Let's go to Job. Hopefully I can read it all to you. So these three men ceased to answer Job because he was righteous in his own eyes. And those three men you can find in Job chapter 2, verse 11, is Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar are the three names of the men that they're talking about. Verse 2, then was kindled the wrath of Elihu, the son of Barachel, the Buzite of the kindred of Ram, against Job, and his wrath kindled because he justified himself rather than God. Also, against his three friends was his wrath kindled because they had found no answer and yet had condemned Job. Now, Elihu had wanted to tell Job, had spoken because they were elders than he. Now, let me read verse 4 again. It says, now Elihu had waited till Job had spoken because they were elder than he. When Elihu saw that there was no more answer in the mouth of these three men, then his wrath was kindled. He was burning. You know, he was angry. Why aren't you speaking? That's what he was. And then they were finished speaking. And Elihu, the son of Barachel, the Buzite, answered and said, I am young and you are very old. Wherefore I am afraid and durst me dare not show you my opinion. Verse 7. I said, days should and multitude of years should teach wisdom, but they is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giving them understanding. Great men are not always wise, neither do the age understand judgment. Therefore I said, hearken. Hearken means listen to me. I also will show my opinion. Just waited for your words. I gave ear to your reason while you search out what to say. Yea, I attended unto you, and before there was none of you that convinced Job, or that answered his words, lest you should say, we have found out wisdom. God thrust him down, not man. Now he has not detected his words against me, with neither will I answer him with your speech. They were amazed as they answered no more. They left off speaking. Then I had waited, for they spoke not, but stood still and answered not more, and answered no more. I said, I will answer also. Verse 17, I said, I will answer also my part. I will show my opinion, for I am full of matter. Then me constrains me. Constraining, that means to hold back or to restrain, or what constrains, hold back, hold me back. Because my belly is as wine which has no vent, it is ready to burst like new bottles. And you know, that means to tear. That word means to tear. Let me read verse 19 again to you in your hearing. I want you to understand. Behold, my belly is, again, behold, my belly is as wine which has no vent. It is ready to burst like new bottles, and that means to tear. New bottles of wine, the old bottles that to tear. Verse 20, I will speak that I may be refreshed. I will open my lips and answer. I will not, I pray you, accuse any man, person, neither let give flattering titles unto man. For I know not, 22 again, for I know not to give flattering titles. In so doing, my maker would soon take me away. Now that's the end of Job chapter 32. And because I have a few moments left, I want you sheep to read chapter 33 as I did this time. But I need to tell you, starting next week, Friday, will be Good Friday, a man-made holiday. Let me tell you right now, God's annual feast of festival days. It starts with the Sabbath day, and then there is the Passover. And next to the Passover, that is March the 30th, and then March the 31st through April the 6th, Feast of Unleavened Bread. May the 20th is the Day of Pentecost. September the 10th will be the Feast of Trumpets. September the 19th will be the Day of Atonement. September the 24th through the 30th, they are the Feast of Tabernacles. And then the last great day, it's called the Last Great Day, will be October the 1st. Now, I should tell you how each day is that I know how to celebrate those days. And perhaps you will go to and read, you'll find the in Leviticus chapter 23, you will find all those days, how to celebrate on them. You'll find them also written in some, in the earlier chapters, chapters 1 through 5, which Job wrote, and then some of those chapters to do. But in Leviticus chapter 23, most of it will explain to you how you are to celebrate those days. And before I get ready to go off of the air, I want to say a closing prayer, a short, quick prayer. Father in heaven, thank you so much for coming or sending your son Yeshua to protect us from the evil ways of Satan. Satan down, I know, have known more evil days than better days. It's a good day every day that I wake, and I'm glad of that. But Satan has brought, I have been attacked so much in the last year. It's just, I didn't think I could bear it, but I'm so happy that you have made me withstand it all. And I'll tell Satan to do, he know what he can do for me. He can, you tell him to stomp him under our feet, but I'll tell him differently. I would tell him to kiss the back of my butt where I sit down. That's what I would tell Satan. And I will probably get a chance to tell him, if you allow it, I won't be afraid. I will be scared and afraid. I will be afraid. But I thank you for giving me the courage to do what I do and be obedient to your word, even though sometimes this radio station, I hear this jiggling. I pay for this radio anytime. I could slap her if it wasn't you. I would handle her, even though I'm old and sick.
Help your children.
I would teach her something.
And don't let them fall by the side.
The manners that I'm
on. Of the road. Another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. 'Cause Jesus is
love.
He won't let you down.
God's will.
And I know. We've got to walk on.
Go to Amazon.com and find my
walk on through temptation.
Because
He loves
the past
and His wisdom will be our helping hand. The Jesus.